Now, as I've said, the Sanskrit term for the tantric initiation is abhisheka, which means literally a sprinkling. It's a sprinkling with water. And it's so called because in the course of the tantric initiation, the person to be initiated is sprinkled ceremonially, ritually, with water. But this doesn't tell us very much about the inner meaning, the essence of the initiation. This is just one particular ritual aspect of the initiation. The Tibetan word, the word which doesn't translate literally, but which renders, in a way, the word abhisheka, gives us a much better clue to its real meaning. The Tibetans render abhisheka by the word wongkur, which means, literally, transmission of power. And this is what it really implies, what it really involves, what it really conveys. The sprinkling with water represents the transference, as it were, of power, spiritual energy, from the guru to the disciple. So therefore, the Tibetans, following the inner meaning of the term, rather than the literal meaning, render abhisheka as transmission of power. Wang is power. It's also sovereignty. It's energy, it's vigor, it's a spiritual potency. And kura means transmission, or giving, or bestowal. So the tantric initiation, essentially, basically, is a transmission of spiritual power from the guru to the disciple, symbolized by the sprinkling, and embodied very often in the mantra which is given at the time of initiation. Now the term literally is a giving of power, a bestowal of power. We can also, if you like, think of it in terms of an activation of power. You can also, as it were, think that what the guru does is not so much literally to give some of his own power to the disciple, so much as to activate by his own spiritual presence and energy the latent spiritual forces and energies of the disciple. So one can think of it, one can speak of it in that way, but at the same time, it must be said that in the course of the initiation itself, in the course of the tantric initiation, many people do experience the initiation as an actual transmission of power. They don't feel something being activated within them, they actually feel, they experience something passing into them from the guru, actually passing into them physically from the guru, even piercing or penetrating the body. This is the experience of quite a number of people at the time of the tantric initiation. So even though one may explain it as an activation of the disciple's own powers by the guru, as I say, it is often experienced quite literally as a transmission of power. If anyone has any sort of connection with or experience of spiritual healing, then they may be able to understand the sort of thing that is meant. Not that the tantric initiation is akin in any way to the spiritual healing, but just as in the spiritual healing, a sort of health-giving positive force passes from the healer to the patient, in the same way, in the tantric initiation, on a much higher level, a sort of charge of spiritual energy passes from the guru to the disciple. Sometimes people ask the question whether a tantric meditation, Vajrayana meditation, can be practiced without a guru. But from what I've just said, it should be evident that practicing tantric meditation without a guru is a contradiction in terms. If one practices a so-called, an allegedly tantric meditation without having received the appropriate initiation by the guru, then it becomes a Mahayana-type meditation. And in the same way, if what is technically a Mahayana-type meditation is practiced with a tantric initiation by a guru, it becomes a tantric-type meditation or tantric-type practice. In other words, it really means that in a sense, you cannot categorize specific practices, specific meditation exercises, as either tantric or non-tantric. If you practice them after having been initiated in the tantric sense by a guru, then they are tantric meditations. Or if you practice them on your own, even though the book may label them tantric, they're not tantric at all. They're Mahayana at best. Now, despite that, one can say at the same time there are, at least so far as the Tibetan Buddhists are concerned, quite a number of practices, quite a number of meditation exercises, which are in fact, in practice, never practiced without Wong or Tantric initiation. So one can speak of these as being Tantric meditations proper. But one must bear in mind that the Tantric nature of these meditations is determined, or is dependent upon, not what you actually do in the course of the meditation, but upon the fact that you've been initiated into it by the Tantric Guru who has given you the Tantric initiation.